Supplier collaborative relationships. Collaborative relationships with suppliers go beyond individual transactions. They can span months or years. They can vary in levels of formality, from joint ventures in which both sides invest equity and share risks and profits, to formal or informal agreements to work together in certain areas. What these relationships have in common is a potential for mutual gain built by suppliers and customers applying their unique competencies and committing to a level of trust that allows the organizations to exchange information about their strategies and business processes. Such relationships also require advanced communication technology and different skill sets, for example, greater familiarity with electronic commerce and transaction flow times, and a broader perception that focuses on a larger common goal. Some of these relationships can result in the creation of a virtual organization that is built on agreements between supply chain participants rather than ownership. Suppliers can support the inventory management strategies of manufacturers and retailers. An example of collaborative relationships is concurrent engineering. Concurrent engineering, rather than having a sequential process that makes collaboration difficult and the need for rework and a very slow design process likely, concurrent engineering aims at using a cross-functional team approach. This allows multiple internal departments, customers, and key suppliers to provide input into the design process simultaneously. Concurrent engineering, or participative design slash engineering, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A concept that refers to the simultaneous participation of all the functional areas of the firm in the product design activity. Suppliers and customers are often also included. The intent is to enhance the design with the inputs of all the key stakeholders. Such a process should ensure that the final design meets all the needs of the stakeholders and should ensure a product that can be quickly brought to the marketplace while maximizing quality and minimizing costs. Suppliers can participate at various levels of intensity, from acting as sources of information to participating as part of the design team to undertaking parts of the design, for example, the interface with the supplier's component. They can contribute ideas that increase standardization of design elements, which will lower total costs, and simplify designs, which will speed time to market and lower production costs. This type of relationship requires trust, act up with confidentiality agreements and patent protections. Concurrent engineering partnerships with the shipbuilder. The shipbuilder has been awarded a government contract to build an emergency towing vessel. Few components are standardized and the performance requirements are specific. For example, one design objective for the engine is to allow thrust to be directed laterally. The engines and the hull must support this operation. The shipbuilder develops a group of trusted and valued subcontractors. They have excellent resources and are easy to work with. One in particular has had experience with the demands and operating environment of this type of vessel. Rather than issue a request for a bid on services, the shipbuilder's team feels comfortable entering into a contract with this firm on the basis of projected fee schedules and costs. Early in the project, a project sub-team meets with this contractor to review the initial designs. The contractor makes informed contributions about the materials in the intended environment. The contractor and the shipbuilder together conduct analyses and simulations under varying conditions. As a result of this collaboration, the engineering drawings are refined and the procurement specifications are finalized.